Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I am so excited to spend the next hour continuing the conversation of empowering women to heal. Today, our topic holds a special place in my heart. Designing Happy is about designing your life inside and out. So my college degree is actually in interior design and architecture, and although I haven't worked in the field for almost 10 years, it still very much is a part of my life. So what I love about today's guest, Mandy, is that she has taken interior design and made it an inside job. She gives you the tools to make the interior of your home an extension of your best self. So stay with us for the next hour as we chat with interior designer Mandy Strait about how to design your happy place. Mandy's professional work focuses not on the stuff in each room, but on the life that it facilitates and the future that it inspires. So, Mandy, I cannot wait to share your work with the Rewired Life Radio community. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello. I can't wait to share either. I'm so excited.
Yay. So, Mandy, I have to tell you, what I love about your work is that you give your clients permission to be themselves. Not some trendy label of light and airy or farmhouse or industrial or whatever the new trend is from year to year. You have this innate ability to take a bunch of random stuff that people love in their house from their travel, from their, you know, family members if they have antiques or whatever, and turn it into something that looks great. And so a few years ago, you started this theory of how to make the interior of our home support us emotionally, spiritually, support what we're up to in our life. And I want you to tell us more about that.
Yeah. I think a good way to start is that I think we're doing it wrong right now. I think traditionally, interior design has been, well, here's a look. We're going to give you a look and you're going to make your life fit inside the box of that look, whether it's modern or light and airy, like you said, whatever those labels are, we were sort of forced into making our lives fit into whatever that is. And I think the truest things in life are stemmed internally, right? Intrinsic motivation is so much stronger than extrinsic motivation. Things that come from within are just truer and more real and more transformative than things that come from without. So if we can take our spaces and our homes and we can initiate what that looks like from within us, it's so much more powerful of a tool to give ourselves the kind of life we want to live. I don't know that anyone listening to this call would say, well, I want to live a modern life, or I want to live a country life. Yeah. If you really, even if you were to say that, it's not about the label and the distressed finishes and, or the modern and the clean and the clean lines. What it is that those are speaking to a type of life that you want to live. It's speaking to values and a day-to-day rhythm that you want to live. If it's country, you want something that's more laid back, that's more simple, that's more handmade. You know, if you want something that's modern, you want something that's clean, less cluttered. Those are all things that you're yearning for within your life that really have nothing to do with the look. The look, if done right, is an echo of those things you want to feel. So
I love it.
Yes. So I think I came about it in that I kept trying to respond to what clients wanted and realizing that the looks fell short. it wasn't being specific enough to really make these clients be able to walk into their home and walk through the door and just think, oh yeah, I am home right now. This is home. And home being a resonant feeling that's in your chest as well as in what you see around you.
Mm-hmm. So tell us your theory. Tell us the name of your theory and how,
long lead up. My theory is called visual mantra. Mm-hmm. And that stems from the fact that a mantra is just a repeated instrument of thought. That's where the etymology of it comes, is that it's basically something that we're repeating to ourselves over and over to bring our focus back, right? Like when you drive and you keep the line, you keep one line over to your left and one line to your right, and the dotted line means one thing, and you're using those as markers, right? So yeah. A mantra is something that we're using to redirect. Oh, wait, I'm going out of the lane. I'm coming back to the mantra that I want to be in. And people use those, whether they call them mantras or not, you know, putting little sticky notes on your computer screen and saying, you can do this, or you're going to be great, or putting salary goals or something like that is another form of mantra, because you're repeating to yourself what's important so that your attention stays focused on that. So what I noticed is that the surroundings, the places that I go, the people that I surround myself with were having just as much of an impact as words that I would use or as a mental focus of where I'm headed in the future. And I was noticing how just ubiquitous these things are. They are everywhere around us. And I could start to shape what those looked like if I said, you know, I don't want to go to that coffee shop because it's noisy and they have concrete floors. I can't hear anything. I can't focus when I'm there. All of that is a result of the pieces of the physical environment that they've made. And that's kind of a surface example because those are finish based, but there's a feeling that all of those combine together to create that I can then say, I'm not going to go to that coffee shop. I'm going to go to this one. And I know that I'm going to be more productive when I go there. Or if I'm going out for drinks with friends, I want to shape what kind of an experience that is for me. So I might go to a dive bar, or I might go to a brewery, or I might go to a high-end restaurant. All of those environments are shaping the experience that I have within them. So we can do that in our homes. And we can do it with all of our surroundings. We just have, you know, infinitely more control over our homes. So if we can make mantras out of that, things that we're presenting ourselves with that tell us that we're being a successful in life, you know, sort of this, like, you're doing a good job, because we all need to hear that more than we ever, you know, no matter how much we hear it, we need to hear it more. But it can also be a way of, validating who you are and where you've come from, and, hey girl, you have come a long way to get here where you are, or, hey man, that too. Yeah. And then it can help affirm your present and that you are where you need to be right now. You're working toward amazing things, and who you are right at this very second is beautiful and wonderful. And you can feel and deserve to feel amazing in this moment right now. And what can you shift to do that? And your spaces can echo that back to you. And then they can also echo your future and tell you, here are the things that I want, and those are in my near future because I see them reflected back to me. So it's a repeated instrument that we're using visually rather than auditorily, or something that you're reading, which reading is a visual, but it's, you know, a little more subtle, but it's something that we keep repeating back to ourselves to keep focused.
Yeah. And so you presented this work at TEDx Mile High. So you've been on the TED Talk stage, which was super cool. Yes. And what I took from your talk is visual mantra, right? Your whole idea was the mantra being a repeated thing in your visual environment of your home being every day. Every day you wake up and you are essentially telling yourself something. So the question becomes, what are you telling yourself? And do you like what you're telling yourself? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to start here. What is the first step in creating your visual mantra? So yours, meaning for those listening, what is the first step they can take in creating a visual mantra for themselves without, like, you know, I love it. Let's gut it. Let's start over. What is like the first step that you suggest for people when you start working with them?
Yeah. The first step for me is really like a zero step, right? It's like, if we're going to play a game, we have to make sure we have the ball to play it. So before you even play the game, we got to make sure we have the right ball. And to me, the way to do that for your visual mantra is just to start being aware of what's around you. Don't change anything yet. Just notice, oh, when I go here, I feel like this. When I'm in my home and I look at the chair in the corner, I feel this way. When I walk into my home, usually that's from the back and the garage, right? What am I presenting my eyes with? What sort of impression of my life am I coming home to every day? And that's a very physical, literal thing, but it's also a psychological, representational thing that I walk into my house. If it's a mess, if it feels heavy, what is it about it that feels heavy? Right. So the zero step, finding the ball for the game is really just being aware and starting to notice these things feel good to me and these things don't.
Yeah. I love it. So awareness is everything I teach.
Everything.
I think it's ground zero, find the ball, awareness is everything, right? As a spiritual growth coach, I'm like, I need you to be aware of what's affecting you.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, we moved 8 months ago, which means I moved my house, I moved my office, and everything was in transition. And I was a hot mess about it. And I was a bigger hot mess about my office than I was about my home.
Mm-hmm.
And having my office be this disarray really messed with me. I was totally out of alignment. I couldn't focus and I literally couldn't accomplish anything until I got my office settled.
And
I wasn't inspired. I wasn't able to show up for my clients the way I wanted to. And I just didn't feel good. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Mandy about how her work was able to help me create a space that I felt inspired to be in. And then how her class, she's got an online class coming up, how her class can help you create a space that supports you in the way that you want to live. So you're listening to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. You can learn more about my work by going to my website, audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, we're going to continue chatting with my guest, interior designer, Mandy Strait. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Rewired Life Radio with Audrey Michelle. My guest today is interior designer Mandy Strait, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal and how your interior living space can support your life, support the life that you want to live. So before we continue on, I want to make sure everybody can learn more about Mandy and her Design Your Happy Place class. So Mandy, what is the best way for us to stay in touch with you?
The best way is you can email me, which is mandy@mandystraight.com. Mandy is with a Y, straight is like straight ahead. But you can definitely check out my class. The bit.ly link for that is bit.ly/straighthappyplace. And that'll direct you to the class. There is a free, you can sign up for a free intro video. There's no cost for it. So it gives you a lot more information about the class. You're getting a lot today as well. And if you have any questions, you can email me at mandy@mandystraight.com. But yes, it's bit.ly/straighthappyplace.
Awesome. So before we went to the break, I was sharing about how I recently experienced how my space made me feel totally off. So now we want to figure out what you can do about it. And this gets into your class, Designing Your Happy Place. So what is the first step in designing your happy place?
So the first week is really what we just talked about. It's starting to notice things. But the first, you know, if that's the zero step, the step number one is to start defining the feelings that you want to have. And I know kind of as I say that, it seems like a given because we all sort of take it for granted. Well, I want to feel comfortable. Well, your comfortable looks very different from my comfortable, looks extremely different from this client's comfortable and that client's comfortable. So starting to put words to that, you know, giving things names has power. And so if we can start giving a name to what our comfort looks like and what our happy, happy place, happy life looks like, then we better know how to do it. If someone says to you, go out in life and be successful, well, that's not very specific. But if they say, go out in life, get a job tomorrow, you know, you have a time frame, you have all these limitations that make things way more specific. So in this case, limitations actually help us design because we understand what we don't want, which also helps us to define what we do want. And when we can name that, it starts to take form and take shape and be visual cues. So the first step is really to focus on the feelings that you want to have and then kind of loop back around to step zero and start recognizing what creates those feelings for you.
Absolutely. So if we go back to my office, mm-hmm. You know, in our discussions in that, I really wanted cozy and safe, but I also wanted very feminine and light and airy, but in a way that was like, I have a lot of light coming in this office, which is beautiful. So we started talking about what sort of things make me feel that way, right?
Right.
Which is totally different than you, you know? I think if for those of you listening, I had posted a picture on Instagram earlier this week of Mandy's house, which is gorgeous. It's like this black and white zigzag striped carpet rug with a glass, like, or plastic, I'm not sure,
little piece
of sculpture sitting on it. So, you know, just giving some texture. But then you've got what you call your grandma sofa, which is like embroidered, this like crazy embroidered thing. And then you've got bright yellow shoes sitting on top of it. And I'm like, to me, that is like Mandy to a T, but that's your happy place. That is your comfy, happy place, which, you know, is not mine, but that's fine. And that's what we're talking about.
It is fine. Yes. And like, how amazing is it that you can walk into your space and feel like it's yours? And that, then you can go over to your friends and delight in this like amazing thing that is theirs. It's so amazing to me to just be able to just like live in someone else's happy place for a while is beautiful, because we can learn things from it, right? You can learn some things from mine that if you're like, wow, that's really cool, I could integrate that into mine, and I can do the same with you. And we expand who we are and what we want and what we're doing in life just through those little shifts.
Yeah. So we kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want you to reiterate, why do we want to know how places make us feel? Like, why is that important to you?
Well, I could talk a really long time on this, but
go for it.
Well, our spaces are having an effect on us, whether we take it into our conscious mind or not. So when we are in public places, especially commercial places, they're using that to their advantage. Fast food restaurants are designed in a way that gets you in and out quickly, makes you not want to hang around. It shouldn't be very comfortable. Higher end restaurants are dictating to you that you're going to stay there a while because they want you to stay and buy more drinks, right? When you go into retail stores, they have ways that they are changing the interior of their store to affect you to do what they want you to do. So if we're being affected that way by our spaces on a regular basis, why wouldn't we do that in our own homes? And if you watch my TED Talk, there are numerous studies. I mean, just so many studies that show the effect that our spaces have on us. They did a study in a hospital, and in a nutshell, patients who could see a brick wall were undergoing the same treatment. They really limited the study so that there weren't mitigating factors. And one wing of the patients had a brick wall and one wing of the patients had trees to look at out their window. And the patients with the trees got out of the hospital on average an entire day sooner. They needed less meds. There are health reasons that our environments are affecting us. And so why would we not use that as a tool? Why would we not take our home where we have all this control over what that space says to us and make ourselves healthier, make ourselves inspire the sort of behavior, just like they're doing in a restaurant or wherever you go, inspire the sort of behavior that you want in your life. You can be intentional and conscious about doing that just by shifting your spaces to tell you that when you're not thinking about it.
Yeah. So then how does defining how we want to feel in a space help us figure out what sofa we want or what headboard is the best choice for our bedroom?
So that is a process that takes a little bit of time, because it's a step-by-step that you can't really rush forward. As we start to be aware of how they affect us, we can start to, and how we want them to, right? Then the more aware we are of that, the more aware we can be of the gap of, well, I want it to be this, and this just isn't quite there. So as we do this more, and there are tools that I give in my class online, in the Design Your Happy Place class. But as we do this more, what it leads to is you being able to interact with something, with a choice, and say, how does this fit in to what you're basically making a mold. You're making like a cast, and you're like, I want it to feel like this. And you don't necessarily know what you're going to put in the mold yet, but you know what it needs to fit into it. And so as you go out and look at options, it makes it infinitely easier to hold up that mold to something and say, hey, does this fit into that? How does that mesh with what I've said I want? And so much outside of modern, country, contemporary, all of those labels, does this make me feel, if I really sit into it and listen to how this sofa makes me feel when I look at it, does it mesh with what I want? And does it show me, can I see when I look at this sofa, do I imagine the kind of life that I'm going to live on it? Do I imagine my book club coming over? Do I imagine my kids like lounging all over it and playing on their iPads? Those types of life pieces that we want to incorporate in our life, do I see those happening in this sofa?
Yeah. And that's what I love. I was going to mention, you say something on your website that you don't care what sofa your clients select. You don't care. What you care about is how that sofa makes them feel. And I think it's brilliant. I'm just again thinking back because Aaron and I just moved and bought a sofa for the basement. and that was like literally like our comfy place, like deep couch sitting in the basement. So what I love about you and for your clients and for your online class is you hold this idea for us, right? Like you said, you hold the mold that is, I want to feel a certain way. So when you go shopping, you're not like, oh, I like that color. Oh, I, you know, like that price or whatever. You're like, no, sit in it. Does it feel like you can have movie night in here and, you know, pile on all the kids and the dog and the cat and the iPad? And is it facilitating that for you? You know,
exactly. And this is where the mantra comes in, right? Because this sofa is going to repeat whatever life it echoes to you, because it's a reflection of yourself. Whatever you see when you look at that sofa is going to be repeatedly said to you day in, day out when you pass it in your home. And if it's not saying the thing that you wanted to feel, or if it's not just literally calling out to you, like, come on, Audrey, you know, you want to come and lounge on me. You know, if it's not saying the right thing to you, then it's not helping you out. If it's like, well, you better get to work because you don't want to sit here, that's not the kind of sofa that you want for your basement. You want it for your office, you know, whatever those nuances are. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I go back to my story about my office, the best choice I've literally just made for myself probably in the last couple weeks was to get rid of this old office chair, and albeit a gorgeous office chair that was a really nice Herman Miller office chair that I had gotten as when I was doing my wedding photography business, because I spent hours editing pictures. And so I really wanted this ergonomically correct chair, you know, the whole thing. I had come from a design office, so I was able to like get this, you know, commercial office chair at a good price and all the yada yada, right? And so I move into my new office and transitioned out of the photography business and into writing and coaching and, you know, now running the radio show. And so I rarely sit at my desk. I'm sitting at my desk right now, and this is about the only time that I do each week. I tend to like bounce around, you know? But yet I still had this giant heavy chair that was taking up a lot of space in my now tiny office. And so in my quest to have this, you know, cozy, safe space for my clients to come and truly open up, I have this bulky, like funky
work chair
in this office, in this space. And it took me a while to honor for myself that I needed a different chair. And to be honest, like my biggest hurdle was that I spent so much money on this ergonomically correct chair. But after a few months of like being in the space and like looking at this thing and just being like, oh my God, you don't fit. I don't like you. I don't want to sit in you. I've finally been like, okay, I got myself a different, like cheap little chair and I love it. It doesn't take up much space. And yeah, so now I need to like sell this Herman Miller chair that I have. But
the beautiful thing about that, I think, is that it's almost like you're feeding from it, right? You got something out of that old chair. It served you its purpose. It was food that you ate. And now you process all that. You got all the nutrients and you don't need it anymore. And someone else does. And you need different nutrients now from this new chair that you have to feed you something different. And that's, there's no failure in that. And I hear that you already know that. But I think sometimes we feel like when you need something new, it sounds like failure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I spent a fortune on this thing. Oh my God, I should just sit in it. But no, I wasn't and I hated it. So on to somebody new. Okay. Right. So we need to take a break, but when we come back, Mandy and I are going to continue to discuss how to bring this all together and how to intentionally create a space that supports you functionally and spiritually. Again, my name is Audrey Michelle and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is interior designer Mandy Strait, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal and how to use your interior space to support the life you want to live. And I love listening to Mandy's perspective. So again, you can learn more about her class by going to bit.ly/straighthappyplace. And I'm super excited because I'm totally taking her class, and I would strongly suggest checking it out. It's only $99 and it's 4 weeks long. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this shifts my interior space. So today, Mandy and I are talking about how our physical environment can affect us emotionally and spiritually. And I think this is a critical shift in how we view our surroundings. So years ago, I mentioned I went to school for interior design, and I actually worked in healthcare design. So Mandy had mentioned a study about patients viewing a brick wall or a view of nature. And so I did a lot of work around this evidence-based design and had the opportunity to figure out how to take these giant hospitals, these huge sterile environments, and turn them into a place that were more welcoming, more relaxing, and more healing. And so 10 years ago, this was, you know, cutting edge. And the idea of providing family space and a sleeping area in labor and delivery was one thing I worked quite extensively on. And the idea of taking this room and making it no longer just about having a baby, it was about creating a space that allowed mom and baby to have to be comfortable for the number of days that they spend in the room, which then meant having a place for dad or partner or friend or whoever to sleep as well, and then room for friends and family to come visit. And so, like we were talking earlier, corporate spaces, commercial spaces, healthcare spaces are taking interior design and I don't know if I want to use the word manipulating, but manipulating the way that we feel when we enter into the space. And so this is what's so great about Mandy's work is she's taking this into your home. So how do you create a kitchen that is the activity epicenter for your home? Or how do you turn your basement into a Zen meditation space? I think it's such a great discussion. So Mandy, many times people tend to think that redesigning your space is a materialistic activity, but not to you. This is what I love. So share with us what it is to shift a space, what it is for you to shift a space. So looking at letting go of what no longer serves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of circles back to what we were saying about, I don't care what your sofa looks like. The thing is, I started to realize once I started my own business, which was reaching on 5 years now. And you kind of have to define what you're giving your clients and how you're different than everyone else. And I started realizing nobody wants to buy a sofa and nobody wants to buy chairs and rugs and artwork and drapes. We don't want that. What we want is a home that feels amazing. And so all of those things, my entire job is really a moot point. I'm a vehicle to get people to spaces that help accommodate their lives. So shifting a space to me means that it's echoing who I am back to me. It's reminding me who I want to be and encouraging me to be that. It's making it feel possible. It's reminding me, you know, you mentioned that I did a TED talk, and in my car, I still have my TED speaker lanyard hanging mm-hmm. from my car, which was my TED talk was now 2 years ago, almost. And I keep it hanging in my car. And this is not like, you know, to let the driver next to me know that I was a TED speaker. The point of me doing that is that it's a visual reminder to myself that I can do things that seem big and overwhelming, and I can step into that space, and I can share what I have to say, and I can help people on that level of stage, and it's possible. So that's like a teeny tiny way that I remind myself with my interior of my car, that counts, right? That's one little thing that I remind myself, here's where you're going is more of this, and here's who you are is that you did this, and you stepped up, and you remembered all the things you needed to say and shared this message that you have to share.
Yeah. And I just have to say one thing, because I do know you, and that you had 2 weeks to prepare for TED.
Yes.
Like you got the call like 2 weeks. Yeah. Before
literally.
They're like, hey, you're going to be on the stage. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, hey, you're doing this. Uh-huh. Writing it, memorizing. Thank God I took so much theater in high school and beginning of college.
Yeah. So that was a big deal. So yeah, I love that you still have that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about what you see happen for your clients as you help them shift their space. Like, what sort of transformation do you get to witness?
You know, honestly, I have two things to say about that. Number one, I don't always get to see it, right? Because the way that I work with clients is, I like to call it Goldilocks interior design or Goldilocks decorating. I don't really have a stigma against the decorating term, although I understand it. So I like to call it Goldilocks in the fact that I want to offer them as much help as they need. And I don't want to push myself on them if they know how to do the next pieces, because it's driven by them in the first place. It's not driven by my ultimate view of what the space should look like. It's not, I really structured my work this way so that it's not money-based as much as, yes, I make, you know, decent money off of what I do. I love offering this to my clients in a way that doesn't feel like I'm trying to make them buy the sofa because I get more money off of it, right? It's really based around them.
I'll just interject. Yeah. What you're talking about is there's kind of two business models in the interior design world, like pay for the designer's time or pay for the designer's product that they, you know, increase a sofa from 2,000 to 4,000, and that's how they make their money.
Right. Yes. And then they know that I am in no way influencing what I'm offering for them as options. I'm not influencing that by how much money I'm going to make off of it. It's really based on them and the concept of their happy place that we've created together.
Whether you find it at like a consignment shop or Rue & Board or wherever, it doesn't matter to you.
Exactly. And that kind of, it's just, that's exactly how it fits into the Goldilocks thing too, is that if they know what they're looking for, they have all of this freedom now to go out and shop at secondhand places, at consignment shops, and they can find these things and come to them, you know, come to into the vicinity of them and look at them and say, yes, this fits into the happy space that I'm trying to create. And I know it does because we have defined that together. And I a lot of times my clients are doing some level of the shopping on their own because I'm helping them get to the level where they feel confident to do that. So I don't always see the transformation. That's the first thing. The second thing, as far as seeing the transformation, that I would say is that sometimes, as with a lot of things in life, shifting your space to respond to what you need can bring up new things. So if we shift our spaces to speak to what we need, we're going to find another layer beneath that, that is challenging. So I think sometimes we get to a new plateau and like, oh my gosh, I just finished quote unquote finished this space, which we're never really finished. Right. But, I just finished my space for now. And oh my gosh, all these new things are coming up in my life. All of these new challenges. Here are, you know, life lessons that are circling back to me that I thought I had dealt with before. Because in speaking, in giving ourselves what it is that we need with our interiors, our brain says, oh my God, thank you. I really needed that. Okay, now I need this other thing. So yeah. I think it's almost an initiation into some other transformations that happen after the interior design transformation happens.
Yeah, that's what I love about your work, is it's an inside job for you. Like, you take what's inside of us and help us create an environment around that. So again, you have an online class that is available. You can sign up for Mandy's class, Design Your Happy Place. So tell us a little bit more about the class.
Yep. So it is an online platform. It's 4 weeks, as you mentioned earlier, and most of the content is delivered in an audio fashion. So you'll go into the class and the sections are divided up into pieces, and each piece has an audio section with a slide that you can look at, because, you know, visual mantra, you got to have something pretty to look at. There are worksheets that are interspersed that are really applicable to what I'm talking about in the audio, and the audio gives you different ways to look at things. It gives you activities. And, you know, I ask at the beginning that you have a journal, so you're kind of keeping track of all this and really allowing your brain to start asking for what it wants from you. Because now that you're listening, it's going to step up to the task and tell you what it is that it wants. So the class kind of walks you through that. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Again, this is Audrey Michelle and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech,
the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show, on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We're back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have interior designer Mandy Strait here talking about empowering women to heal and creating a space that supports the life you want to live. So before we went to break, Mandy and I were chatting about shifting your interior spaces to support you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and we're going to continue that conversation. But first, I want to thank you, Mandy, for sharing your experiences. This has been so much fun. It always goes so fast, but I've learned so much. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yeah. So I wanted to know, can you give us some examples of how shifting your space sets the stage for where you want to head in life?
Yeah, the very beginning of this is, again, in the definition stage that there's a quote in Alice in Wonderland that I love so much because I think that's a metaphor for life in general, where Alice says, well, which way should I go? And the Cheshire Cat says, well, that depends on where you want to be. And so I think it's the same thing in our spaces in relation to our future, right? If we can define, here is where I want to be in my future, next year, 5 years, once we define that, we can start echoing it back to ourselves. And so we're making these pretty much subliminal messages that we can put in our sight line and have our brain take them in when we're not even paying attention to them. I kind of like to call it passive visual income. You know, it's the visual income that comes into your brain when you're not paying attention, and it's still telling you, it's still feeding you, here's where you're going. It's a reminder without, you know, hitting you over the head with it. So I think it's really important that we know where we're going. But then, as I said, we can choose very intentionally things in our space that can echo that back to us as a possibility and as something, you know, again, a direct. So like I have a pair of clients that are actually old friends, and I'm just starting to work with them. They've had a baby since I was last in touch with them. And both of these people are, they're really good about travel. Like they both love it. They love exotic travel and not like five-star hotel travel, but like get in there and get dirty and backpack around places kind of travel. And now their life includes a little one-year-old baby. Like that kind of changes life a little bit. So The space that we're working on needs to respond to both of those things, both the literal present of we have a child, we need things that can accommodate the kinds of activities we need to be doing with the child and the life that we want to live at home in our settled nest of a home while we're here. But then we also clearly, these two are very dynamic people, and they're not cutting out that travel part of their lives. That's not something that's going to end now that they have a child. So whether I actually don't know if they have another trip planned or not, but as they move around this space that we're creating for them, there are going to be reminders both of the travel that they've gone on in the past, which works as reminders for the lessons that they learned on those travels, the pieces of themselves that they discovered on those travels. And then also, you know, including places that they want to go or experiences that they want to have, so that it's literally in their home, showing them this is a part of your life, even though it's not a part of their life in the right now, it's going to be, right? If we kind of mess around with the linearity of time, you could say it's already happened once they put it in there and the intention is there.
I love that. That's wonderful. So share with us how you start each day. So let me preface this. So my fourth segment is all about celebrating and celebrating you and what you've accomplished. And one of the questions I like to ask is, how do you start each day and how do you set intentions and work from a space of high vibration to continue to bring the work that you do into the world?
Yes, this is a work in progress.
Always.
Yes, I'm definitely in the middle of listening to my body on what works and what gets me into the right mindset. Right now, that includes waking up not at an hour that makes me feel angry. I'm working on how early that can be. I get out of bed and I do yoga. I have a Yoga Glow membership. So I pull up my phone and I do like 20 minutes. Like, I'm really not making myself commit to more than that right now. Because it feels doable. And it feels like if I slept in a little bit, then I'm not cutting into my day that much more. And it gets me moving, right? I need to kind of get my body moving before my brain will these days. I'm too old now. And so after I do the yoga, I do 6 minutes of meditation, which right now is just trying to focus on my breathing and kind of tap into what I understand as my connection with the universe. Just trying to allow space for that connection to sit in me. And right now I'm doing 6 minutes because it feels like a big win over doing five. And doing it every day is still a challenge. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that extra minute, I'm telling you, I feel the same way.
Like, oh, I did over 5 minutes of meditation today. Yeah. So I do yoga and then I meditate and, I really allow a lot of space right now to work where I feel, is the best place for me to work every day right now. That could mean, I actually kind of bounce back and forth between two houses, which is a long story, but, do I feel like working in this space today? Or do I feel like working in a coffee shop? Do I feel like working at my office space that I have? Depending on what I have to do and how long it's going to take to drive there or walk there, which combination of elements is really going to feed what it is I want to get done today and the mindset I want to be in. So allowing for that and letting that be whatever it is, I found is super important. And then I make a green drink that I sort of sip on until about 2 o'clock every day. So
yeah, in the same way, it takes me forever to eat anything. I love that though, like very intentional about like, how do I want to feel today? What do I need to accomplish and what space is going to help me accomplish that in the best way? I think that's beautiful. So I can't believe our hour is up, but Mandy, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And tell us one more time how we can learn more about your class and how we can continue to follow you.
Absolutely. My class is called Design Your Happy Place. You can go to bit.ly/straighthappyplace. You can also go onto Facebook and find the Visual Mantra Club, which is the club where all the people in the class, but also past people that have done some of my challenges and all of that, we kind of get together there and talk about discoveries within our spaces and ourselves and how those are driving each other forward. So you can do that Visual Mantra Club on Facebook as well.
Beautiful. So rewiring your life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, one moment at a time. And with a new nervous system, you're a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at your life differently, heal wounds, shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways of working together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching. And you can learn more about me and my work on my website at audreymichelle.com. So I want to thank my guest, Mandy Strait, for sharing so much great information with us, and thank you all for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I had a wonderful time. Please join me next week, Wednesday at noon Pacific time, by going to audreymichelle.com/radio or on transformationtalkradio.com. So next week, I am going to be the guest on my own show, We're going to talk about my story to healing chronic pain and disease over two decades and how the process I went through to get back to being me. So that's what's up for next week. You guys have a great week and tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.